currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, my name is Connie Turman, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. One of Kirkland's volunteers is leaving the area.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Dave Aubrey has been volunteering for the city of Kirkland for 9 years.
I've been involved in city affairs almost from the time we moved here.
During the past 9 years, Dave has worked in every department at City Hall.
On an average day, answer the phones and do small clerical projects that various city employees save for me.
As well as being the first point of contact at the information desk in City Hall.
What do I get out of it? Besides giving back, keeps me out of my wife's hair.
He is known for being willing and able to do his assigned duties with good grace and thoroughness.
I don't do nothing well. This is something that I think is useful and that I have a certain amount of ability at. And it allows me to use the skills that I have.
Dave's commitment and dedication to the city are greatly appreciated, and we will miss him.
I would encourage folks who have a little bit of spare time to look into this opportunity. It actually is a lot of fun.
Thank you, Dave, for your hard work and dedication to Kirkland. KirklandFirst.org just celebrated its 1 year anniversary with a networking event at Mural Gardens in downtown Kirkland.
We are happy to be part of the Kirkland community, happy to be doing business here. It's a wonderful place to live and work, and we believe in supporting local business.
Along with business networking, crash courses presented by Jeff Jovi and John Smiley of LXI Solutions, Corey Hansen of Hot 100 Business, and Cindy Jane of Eastside Time Bank helped to familiarize businesses with what's new in social networking, business acceleration, and barter. KirklandFirst.org is a bi-local online business directory that lets residents know about goods and services they can access.
But to really have it come and emerge from the community is relatively new, and so this is definitely on the front edge.
By doing so, residents support local businesses and local services, as well as decreasing their carbon footprints.
It's great that one of my first events is actually here at Kirkland First, because I think it's so essential to build this sense of community and this link between, you know, cities and the business and the organizations in the communities.
There are now 370 businesses on KirklandFirst.org, and the list is growing.
This is pretty cool. I like the event, and I like the idea of Kirkland First. We do a lot of business in the greater Seattle area, and we don't do as much in Kirkland as we'd like to do, so I like the idea of Kirkland First.
Well, I think it's great. We've, you know, tried to do that with our nonprofit of reaching out to local businesses because we're based in Kirkland, and get them to support us and get our supporters of our nonprofit to support the businesses locally in Kirkland and other places that do participate in our events. So I think it's a great idea.
You can search for businesses by name or category, and soon you will be able to identify businesses by neighborhood. There are coupons for downloading and a list of local events. Identify participating businesses by their Kirkland First window cling. For more information, contact Ellen Miller-Wolf, Economic Development Manager at emwolfe@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Kirkland's newest restaurant has recently opened its doors. All of You features a variety of foods from all over the Mediterranean. Located on Kirkland Avenue, All of You makes a great addition to the downtown area.
I am excited. I'm very thrilled to be here. You know, we're just having a great reception, and we have an excellent location, but, you know, people are just welcoming us. We're extremely thrilled with that.
To learn more about All of You, go to www.olive-u.com. Are you wondering what's going on at Juanita Beach Park? Recently, the south side of the park has been closed for construction, which will last until the spring of 2011. Just recently, 55 trees were removed as part of the construction plan. Out of the 55 trees removed, 35 of the trees were found to be hazardous or in poor condition. Throughout the construction process, 900 new evergreen and deciduous trees will be planted around the park, many of them in the newly created Habitat Marsh area on Juanita Creek. In addition to the new trees and habitat, Juanita Beach Park will have new walking paths and an outdoor amphitheater. For more information about the construction happenings at Juanita Beach Park, go to the city's homepage and then the search box type Juanita Beach Park. The South Rose Hill and Bridal Trails neighborhoods will be having an annual neighborhood picnic on July 24th. From noon to 3, join your neighbors at the Rose Hill Meadows Park for an afternoon of fun. For more information, go to the website below. Recently, City Manager Kurt Triplett was the speaker at the July Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
Well, it's just a thrill to be here, not just here at this meeting, but also to be with the City of Kirkland.
He was asked to share the state of the city. With just 10 days under his belt, he spoke about budget, annexation, and some of the opportunities and challenges we face. To view Mr. Triplett's speech, go to the city's homepage and click on demand programming. Are you and your canine looking for something fun to do? Go Dog Go, Kirkland's second annual canine festival, is taking place on July 24th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Crestwoods Park. Go Dog Go is a free event that will feature competitions, demonstrations, and vendors of all kinds. The first 300 visitors will receive a dog bandana and a Earth Bark starter kit to share with their canine. Go Dog Go is a great event for the whole family to share a day with their dog. For more information about Go Dog Go, go to the website below. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.